It's finally Friday, and this is Dave and Dijanovic. Conversation and insights on the stories Utahns care about most. It's Friday on KSL News Radio. Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dijanovic.
We caught this article. We've been reporting it here as well at KSL News Radio. That Americans are set to spend $22 billion on Easter. So it's Easter, it's Valentine's Day, it's the 4th of July for fireworks, it's New Year's, it's Christmas, it's St. Patty's Day. Where does Arbor Day fall in all of this?
Flag Day. Don't forget Flag Day and President's Day.
Do you think this is a bone of contention among families and between couples?
Oh, man, Deb, this is so me and my wife. This is so our marriage. It is a bone of contention.
You want to spend how much on chocolate bunnies and peeps?
My wife goes all out, and it is tradition central at the Noriega household. St. Patrick's Day, for example, we just did that. That's top of mind. She has little leprechaun feet.
Like
that
her feet?
She's had little Cole's feet. No, it's Austin's feet. From when he was 3 years old, she stamped them. She took his foot, rolled green stamp whatever on it, put it on a piece of paper, copied it, and we have had for the last 20 years little Austin feet, you know, little leprechaun feet.
So cute.
Oh, it's adorable, and we love it.
Well, that sounds like it's basically free.
Yeah, except for the fact that the little leprechaun feet lead to pots of gold, and I think that's what she actually does. She buys gold nuggets, puts them in a pot. And the kids are so happy when they see their pot of gold.
So there's a little bit of expense in St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. There is more than just a little expense. And it's all the things, right? It's Valentine's Day, Easter baskets. Trust me, I'm sure they're going to be incredible. I forgot to talk about the green milk, the green eggs, and the green toilet water that she does. So we are all in on this. And I'm always complaining. I'm like, holy cow, why are we going spending so much on this? And then I had an aha moment. I think I may have had this aha moment this morning when we were talking about this. All my complaining for the past 20 years of how much we spend on every single holiday. I'm like, I think my wife was right all along. I think we should be spending all of this money for Easter and traditions. Because what else am I going to spend my money on? What, so we can go out and get Mexican food like one more time a month?
In it and you just want to, you want. So I just, so you're. So
I've brought a lot of contention to the family.
Oh, it's been a bone
this.
Of contention.
Yeah, it's been a bone of contention for sure. I think I've been wrong all along because you look at the faces on my kids when they find the pot of gold, when they do the Easter egg hunt, and it makes it all worth it.
Okay, but your kids are grown now.
They love it just as much as adults.
Okay, that's starting to sound weird now.
No. They love it.
So how long does that tradition go on?
They'll be 47 years old and getting an Easter basket. I guarantee it. As long as my wife's alive, they'll be getting Easter baskets.
What about the significant others? Do they get Easter baskets
too? Oh, yeah. It adds.
So what would you say you're spending on Easter?
I don't think about it, Debbie.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Do you think it's fair to say it's
hundreds.
A few hundred dollars?
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
For sure, because these Easter baskets sound elaborate.
Oh, yeah.
So Americans will be spending $22 billion on Easter stuff. Some of that is Easter eggs. You're $2.99 a dozen now. Unfortunately, they were half that price a year ago. So we're going in the wrong direction, Biden. But that's not what this is about. This is about like getting a hold of our. So you got Easter eggs, you've got chocolate, you've got cute little chocolate bunnies, and my fave Peeps. But those are cheap.
Stop it. Peeps are not your favorite.
They're totally my favorite. I love Peeps.
Peeps are not number one. The worst.
You got to let them set out on the counter for a day.
Stale Peeps at that.
Yes, I love them.
Oh my goodness.
And they have to be yellow. My favorite color. Gifts. $3.4 billion on gifts, $7.3 billion for food, $3.5 billion for clothing because you have to have an Easter bonnet.
Easter dress.
And I know, Dave. And $3.1 billion on candy. I always find that these holidays end up costing way more. Usually I haven't budgeted for them. And our particular bone of contention wasn't Easter. It was the 4th of July. I grew up in Arizona where we weren't allowed to shoot off fireworks at home. I guess you don't shoot them off, although I guess you can now. You can do some aerials now. So I came from Sparklerville. That's all we could do was sparklers.
Boringville, okay.
Yeah, totally. So you move up here, 4th of July, and then you got the 24th of July stacked on top of it.
Yep.
And the expense of fireworks, those big packages of fireworks, I would cringe. I could feel the anxiety welling up inside of me that we would be spending $200 or $300 to host the neighborhood fireworks party. And that's in addition to all of the food you're buying. I mean, the money spent alone on 4th of July fireworks, this is a couple years old. Well, $2.3 billion in America. And remember, not all states are as extravagant as Utah, because in other states, they have things like massive fire hazards. Oh, yeah, we have that too, don't we? Yeah. But we allow it anyway. And then on top of that, almost $10 billion on food for the 4th of July. I think this has all the writings of serious marriage encounters. You know, you have a serious marriage encounter because you come from two different worlds. For my husband and my kids, the 4th of July was a really, really, really big deal.
Yeah.
And we did make lots of fabulous memories. Some scary memories, too. I mean, we had a kid step on a sparkler. You know, we did. I mean, it's just scary. It's not fun.
We had a nuclear rocket shoot basically into a crowd of our family members.
We've had fireworks go sideways, and people aren't. So there's that element of it, too. But that was our bone of contention. I would wake up on the week I was budgeting for, or the month I was budgeting for 4th of July, and just hope everybody forgot about the holiday. And then we had a birthday on the 5th of July. Our first daughter was born on the 5th of July.
No.
So it was like a whole entire, yeah. It's like a,
we're just going to take that paycheck.
What is it about these holidays that we can't seem to agree on?
Okay.
Like one side has to win. And now your wife is winning. You've just leaned into the fact that your wife's been right all along.
Yeah. And here's the thing that we're struggling with. Number one, I think intellectually we understand that it is straight up marketing, right? It's being marketed by
these are made up holidays.
By yeah. Eggs R Us.
I call them Hallmark holidays.
Yeah, they're totally Hallmark holidays. They just made it up. It's been totally promoted. I get that.
Guilt us into spending.
Yes. But on the flip side, it creates traditions. And traditions create memories. And we pay for memories. We do. And if you can bring some joy and it's going to cost some money, I'm coming around to this. After, and you know what?
I think you're weak. I think you're weak like a peep. I think you're weak like a peep. You're afraid. You're afraid.
I lost this one.
You're going to lose.
No,
I
lost it.
You're afraid. Yeah, if the green toilets go away and Austin's little three-year-old feet don't lead to a pot of gold, that you're going to have an uprising in your family.
I think there would be.
I think there's a ton of anxiety about the spending that goes on. I think either the husband or the wife is giving in to the other because they don't want, you know, war on a holiday. I think Dave is weak like a peep. What's your holiday bone of contention? Is it Easter? Is it spending money on these extravagant Easter baskets? Is it Valentine's Day, spending hundreds of dollars on roses? Look forward to taking your phone calls next.
Dave and DeGenevieve. Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and DeGenevieve.
When we caught wind of this spending spree that Americans go on for Easter, we're going to spend $22 billion. I just knew when I asked Dave about it, I'm like, this has got to be a bone of contention with families, right? With couples. So you've got Easter, which is on the heels of Valentine's Day. There's probably another birthday or holiday sandwiched in there. We haven't even talked about Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I've told my kids, I've indicated to my kids. Sometimes they listen to me, sometimes they don't. Stop buying me stuff. Stop spending your money on me. You know, all I want is love. All I want is a little time. Because I just know it can add up. Because you think about this, Dave. If you've got four kids, I've got three kids. And if everybody's getting an Easter basket, it's $200. You're $800 into this. Plus, you've got to cook a ham. You've got to make potato salad.
Feeding everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's a bone of contention for you guys.
It has been.
Yeah.
It has been. And
then you gave in.
And then I've collapsed.
You're weak.
I've folded like origami. I have absolutely given in on this. I think this is maybe 6 hours old because I had this aha moment, this epiphany where I thought, you know what? My kids love it. You can see it on their faces. We did St. Paddy's Day little footprints, leprechaun footprints up to a pot of gold. Mm-hmm. And the adult kids, the newlyweds, they loved it.
Oh.
And they, because it creates traditions and memories. And isn't that ultimately what we're trying to do as parents? Like, what else should I be spending my money on if it's not to create memories?
The problem is you're not just spending a little bit of money. You're spending it here, there, and everywhere. And then the 4th of July rolls around, and that's several hundred dollars. And then, oh, don't forget family vacation.
And we've spent money we didn't have, Deb. I will say that.
Yeah.
Sure, over the years, we've spent money that we have, and we certainly spent money that we didn't have.
You just say, charge it. 801-575-TALK. What holiday, special event in your family becomes a financial bone of contention between you and your significant other? Hi, Matt.
Hi.
I'm looking forward to hearing about your Christmas bone of contention. Go.
Yeah.
Spill the tea.
I know I'll get a... For picking on Christmas, but man, it's an expensive holiday by itself. But me and my wife, we have seven kids, and four of the seven are all born in December, and twins on the 26th.
Stop it.
So, yeah,
we're so sorry.
Yeah, so it's a whole year's worth of savings to survive December, and then stack on top of it like Thanksgiving before, you know.
Oh.
How do you work that out? Do you set a budget, or do you just, is there a lot of heartburn between the two of you over the spending?
Yeah, no, there's a ton of heartburn. And the thing is my wife does a really good job and like saves up throughout the year to just survive December. And then still like at the end of the month, we're just taking a deep breath. We made it. Let's just start budgeting again for next year, you know?
But do you land a little team, Dave, in the sense that, like, what else should you be spending your money on than the memories and the gifts and you know, trying to make things great and fun for your kids?
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you there. I think it's nice that we have holidays that force us to do that, but what if, let's just say we cancel all holidays for the year and we all go to, like, spend the $100,000 that we spend on Christmas and New Year's and all the things and go to like China or something, you know? But I don't know. I think
like a huge family trip. Honestly. Legit, right? I mean that
well if you're
now I'm reprocessing.
I don't know if Dad's picking China, I might be like, I'd rather have a birthday and a Christmas gift. I mean
or let's say Hawaii.
We can there you go.
Feet in the sand.
Church history tour.
We could crowdsource this and find a spot for you and your family to go to make amazing tropical memories. All right. Awesome insight. Yeah. Thanks, Matt, for sharing. Good luck tonight telling your wife you're on KSL News Radio about this. I'm looking at our KSL News Radio Facebook page where we posted this question. This person, Daniel, says, why would I spend money celebrating a made-up holiday? You know, I mean, I think what we...
It's made up.
Easter?
I mean, a lot of... Well...
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. I walked into that one, didn't I? I walked into that.
You didn't let me
smack
finish.
Right into my face.
I would have saved you with my comment if you would have just stopped talking for 2 seconds. I don't think Easter's a made-up holiday. I think other holidays, I'm going to just speak for Daniel, also speak for Dave. I think there are other holidays that feel made up, you know, where, or maybe there's just so much frills expected and money spent that's just expected. And that's where I think I was going to go earlier day when you're talking about the Easter baskets or the Valentine's pot of gold. I'm sorry, the St. Patrick's Day pot of gold, and your older kids really loved it. I feel as though once you start it and you do it year after year after year, it does become an expectation.
Yeah.
And even it's not even an expectation that the kids are staring at you going, okay, when are mom and dad going to put the pot of gold behind the tree so we can find it with little footsteps? We put that expectation on ourselves.
Yeah.
And we have to match or best what we've done in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, David, I agree with you. David in Provo, what do you think? Am I soft?
I agree with you. The fact is, you know, I don't care what kind of holiday it is. If she's behind it, I'm behind her. Whatever makes Mama happy, I'm for.
How much does it cost you? How much do holidays cost you and your wife?
Christmas cost me about $4,000. This one's going to cost me about $250, $300.
But how long have you been married?
45 years.
See, okay, the proof's in the pudding right there. The very, very expensive pudding. Very, very expensive. David, thank you. And
but well worth it.
I do believe it is two votes for Team Dave. Two votes for cave in, pull out the wallet, use the credit card, whatever it takes.
What's a realistic budget?
Because
I think we lose track of that, Dave, and you said you have no idea.
No, because it's been such a bone of contention, it's better that I don't know, because I'm just going to get wound up. I'm just going to get frustrated because I don't know what things cost, apparently. I don't realize that it is completely and totally reasonable to spend $18 on a chocolate bunny. I don't understand what chocolate bunnies cost in this world. So it's better that I don't know, close my eyes, and focus on the happy faces of my children.
So you just stick your head in the sand.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah, big ostrich over here. Big ostrich.
What would be reasonable?
Well, again, what's reasonable is what you can afford, and we have not always done that. We have gone into debt. We've put it on credit cards because we've built up expectations. That's the wrong way to do it. I get that.
I think this is a challenge for a lot of couples.
Yeah,
I know it was a challenge for me when July 4th and July 24th rolled around. I want to celebrate those holidays, but there's plenty of free fireworks shows that are covered with my tax money that we could take
advantage.
And we did, but additionally, we supplemented those with the cul-de-sac, the father-run cul-de-sac fireworks shows that often, you know, ended up going sideways, literally.
It's a dad flex.
It's a dad flex. It was hundreds of dollars in July. Of course, we had a July birthday as well to celebrate. We had family vacations to take. I do think this is something that you got to work through. You got to get your head out of the sand, Dave. Stop being the weak peep.
I'm a total weak peep.
Straight ahead, we're going to turn back to our top story. We spoke earlier to District Attorney Sim Gill about numerous hit and run crashes involving women. Women were victimized all over the Wasatch Front. And DA Gill told us something about the very first case. The very first case in August. And we'll ask our legal analyst to weigh in if police should have made an arrest much sooner than they did.